We're back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, our monthly chat here with Riley County School Superintendent Cliff Williams and Blue Valley Randolph Superintendent Brady Burton. Got an update here. You recently, Cliff, passed a bond here at USD 378. What can you tell us we're going to be seeing here?
Well, Brandon, it is an exciting time for us. And, you know, they always tell you, and my partner sitting here next to me, you think it's busy as you try to get ready for a bond issue. And then once the bond issue passes, it really gets busy. And we're definitely in the design phase and have all the architects and the engineers out doing all their assessments and measurements and those types of things as we get ready to look at our plans. But I just kind of wanted to do a brief update here. Our goal still remains the same, that we'd like to be finished in two summers. We're looking at our calendars and trying to expand summer a little bit on both ends there. That way the crews can get in and get a lot done without interruptions of the students, and as well as not interrupting their learning, which is always key for us. And we need to try to collaborate there. But in the summer of 2020, what we know right now, we're going to be working on the fire suppression system at the high school. We need to get that finished so we can get that building insured, and the timeline is to be finished by August of 2020. They will start work with the storm shelter and the new classrooms and the gym at the grade school, and hope to get all those enclosed, and that way they can work over the fall and the winter months. And we're hoping that we're moving in August of 2021. We'll also be working on installing windows at both facilities, doing some HVAC work, as possibly maybe even doing a little bit of roof work in the spring of 2020, or most likely probably the fall of 2020, but we're still trying to work out the logistics there. So just kind of wanted to give an update. Another positive note there on the bond, part of that is you sell your bonds, and we're very fortunate just with the timing as well as being able to be debt-free helped us really have a nice rating, much like a credit rating for a homeowner. And we were able to sell our bonds with an interest rate of 2.51%. So based off of what we projected, we thought it was going to be around the 3.4 area there. And so we figured that's going to save us about $2.8 million. So we're pretty excited about that piece of the project as well.
And I'm sure the taxpayers will be too.
Yeah, they will.
Wow, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a good rate.
I know our financial advisor said that's probably one of the all-time lows that we'll ever see. So we were very fortunate to be in that window of opportunity.
Yeah. So the design phase continues here, and the construction we'll probably see ramp up right around June time then maybe? Or
yeah, that's our plan right now. Try to get that last week of May in there, and then they'll go full tilt. And we've backed our school year up. We haven't officially announced that yet, but we're pretty close to doing that phase of it, working with the architects, trying to get all the timelines, but really gearing up for a full 3 months over the next two summers so they can get a lot accomplished.
So, Cliff, your new gym at the elementary, what direction or where will that be built based on the current building?
It'll be on the north side. For those that aren't familiar with maybe what's on the north side for us, we've got the softball field over there. It'll be on that side, and the classrooms and the storm shelter will be on the south side over there by our playground.
So will that interfere with your softball field?
No. Okay. They'll actually we had actually moved our field in anticipation of this a little bit and making sure that we got into regulation. So we actually have a true fence instead of a temporary fence at the 200-foot mark. So it was kind of a win-win in that arrangement.
All right. Well, good things happening there in Riley County. We got a obviously, in 2020 here, we got new boards coming on. You want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah. First, we'd like to send out a big thank you to our outgoing board members that put so much time and effort and dedication in. I think there's so much that goes behind the scenes that board members really do put in a lot of volunteer hours to try to do what's right for our kids and our staff and our communities. So I'd like to send a special thank you out to Randy O'Boyle, Jared Larson, and Kyle Bonabless. All of them have served the last 4 years. And I would like to recognize Allison Hayward that has stepped in as a temporary board member, and she's going to do that again for the next 2 years. And then we have a new member, Jeff Hancock, that will be sworn in January as well. So we will have one position that we are advertising. Kyle Bonabless did resign after being elected as family has a new opportunity with a new job there, and so we wish him and his family the best of luck. And so we will be trying to fill that one as well. But do also want to send special thanks out, and I know I speak for Brady. January is Board Appreciation Month. So if you know a board member, please get out there and pat them on the back. They do put a lot of time in, and their efforts are really fantastic for our kids.
Well, I might echo that, too, and they do a good job for no pay. So it's a very high-paying job, nothing. But I would also like to say something about the new board. Our January board meeting is January 13th, which will be the first meeting of our new board. And for us, we had three incumbents that are coming back. The only new board member we have is Amy Castle, who will be coming onto the board on the 13th of January. And she replaces Jamie Peter, who is going off after 8 years. So we appreciate everything he's done. And if people out there remember, I think this is the second time we've had board elections in November. Before that, they were always in April. And then the new boards would start in July, which is the start of our new fiscal year. And now the elections are in November. They come on in January. And with our fiscal year still starting in July. So it's a little different process for all of us. I know Cliff's probably the same way. We elect new board officers in January, even though we're halfway through the year and our fiscal year. And so it's a little bit different.
It is a big learning curve for those guys coming in, and really probably no great starting time, because in the old school way, we would start with a budget, and you know, they'd come into a packet that's probably 50, 60 pages long and say, hang on, you're going to learn a lot here in the next few minutes. But again, they do a wonderful job. They do volunteer all their time, and I know they try to reach out and be visible, and they're always focused on kids, and we do want to thank them for all their efforts.
All right. As far as some other items here, week before Christmas, there was a big snow day for everybody. And, you know, that's a good reminder to let folks know just how they can stay alert to those announcements.
Well, again, that's always a team process that we go through. Brady and I are a member of about 13 school districts. I think we're going to have a changing of the guard, though, in that, too, Brady, now that I think about it. Our main guy that does the conference call for us is going to be retiring, so somebody
maybe
else
you
is
can
going
take
to take
over.
The torch. I knew that was coming. But we do call 13 different districts, and we talk about what's going on, what they're seeing. We work with our county officials as well. Our bus drivers are spread out. We get several community members that call in and help us with that process. There's three particular people in my district that we do all get out and drive several different times, trying to evaluate that and make the best decision that we can. We think we made the right one this time. We know that some of our roads were not going to be cleared until the next day. I think there's some tight budgets in there, and we understand that. And again, we do want to thank all those folks that get out, some treacherous roads and different situations that they've had over the years, and they always come through. And we just want to try to err on the side of caution and be safe for kids and staff.
Well, I would echo that, and I think Cliff said it really well on how we do it. And I would say besides our 13-member district calling tree that we do together, Cliff and I communicate a lot separately outside of that. And we just – our districts butt up against each other, and we're in the same cooperative and share a couple teachers and – so we usually try to do the same thing if we can because of that. And a lot of our patrons are kind of back and forth. And I would say probably 98% of the time we do. There's been a couple of times that we haven't. But so we also do that, and I appreciate working with him on that.
Yeah, I was going to say that usually when I start seeing them come in, if I see, like, for instance, in Pottawatomie County, if I see Rock Creek come in, I know Wamigo is not far behind.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's the same with you guys here.
Exactly.
So. Well, and so that's something to keep in mind here. We're not quite out of the woods yet with winter time. And when does class resume for you guys?
We come back. We have teacher in service on January 3rd, and then the kids come back on January 6th.
We're the same except for we do have an additional in-service on the 2nd.
Okay. So won't be too long. You do get the full 2 weeks there with no school. Is it 3 weeks? Is it 3 weeks off?
No, I think it's two. We dismissed at 1 o'clock on Friday the 20th, and then we come back on the 6th. And I might say kind of the week or two before Christmas leading them up, we had multiple concerts in the district and different buildings and basketball games and different things going on. And then our first semester ended on Friday, December 20th also. So when we come back on the 6th, we're actually starting second semester.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? We ended at 1 o'clock on the 19th, and then our teachers work on the 20th. And so it's been crazy to think that we're already halfway there. And Belinka, it'll be talking about dismissal here already. So you just got to kind of hang on. And we do, too, have a lot of events. And the second semester gets very, very busy with all the different things that are going on. We encourage people to always go to our websites and look at our information we have on there. There's several opportunities for people to come out and support our youth. They're pretty amazing kids to watch. They just continue to surprise us and surpass all our expectations.
All right. Well, we certainly wish you guys a happy new year, and we'll talk to you again in January.
Happy new year to you too, as well, and to all our listeners.
Well, thank you. Happy new year.